We are in Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Let us just start again the third Taisvis, which we were in the middle last night. Kamash Malon Kimcha Ika. The Gemara had said that if a guy cooks Kasa Baharsana, and Kasa Baharsana is you have Dogim Ktanim that are coated with flour, and the Dogim Ktanim were Meluchim, so they were Betzim Nechel without frying them. And the guy went and fried it now with some flour. He coated it with some flour. So the Gemara said that there's an Isser of Bishalakel. So the Gemara said, what's the poshet? Because the flour is not Nechel Kamoy Shehuchai. So there's a Issa Bishalakam on the flour. So the Gemara says, Mal de Tema Harsana Ika. I would think that the Dogim are the Ika. So you look at the Ika Machel. The Ika Machel is a dog that is no Bishalakam. Kemash Malon Kimcha Ika. No, but the Kemach is the Ika and this Tavshul. So now he is cooking a Tavshul. That's not Nechel Kamoy Shehu Chai. And therefore, this is a Bishalakot. Kamash Malon Kimcha Ike. Mikan Onu Saimchim. So from this Chumre that the Gemara says that is an Isser of Bishal Akum. So with this, we rely Likach Min Hanochim Pas Hanizloish Min Habeyim Shekirin Kantevaish Vuvlizash. Now this is a type of a pas that's made with eggs. The mai nochush. So what should we be afraid of? Imishum pas atzmoi. We're eating pas akum. Itiru chachomim. Some of this was pas palta. So the chachomim were matzah to eat pas palta. So on the pas alone, there's no iser of bishul akum. That's pas akum, pas palta, which chazal were matzah. But is bayim in the dough? So Lamai said the bayim in the process of baking the bayim get cooked. So memele, this is not pas. Chomrinin kimche ikah. So again, Agamor said that the kemach is the ikah. So the tofel is nigra boso the ikah. So memela, so since the Iker is mutter, so there's no Iser on the tofel. Ve'ein l'chalek v'loima. So you can't say, d'shani hoche l'chumre, that the Gemara only means to say over here that it is also because of the Kama, loima. The kimche shuhu min sheleike shebli lose raka osa. Here the Gemara is saying l'Iser. That you have to rechem with the kemach also. That is true. That the dogim, there's no issa bishalakim on the dogim, but there's kemach also here. It's also a ikar. Avu ba'alme shehu ov avimaisa tane. So, well, let's say the other way. If you have a bread and you're baking it, av sheheter ikar leislin and lekula. That means we'll say that the agma means to say that this is also an ikar. You have to reckon with this also. So therefore, the kasa, the hasen is also mitzad the kemach shaboy. But leidach gisa, to be matir, a pas that has bayim inside of it, which are also as bishalakum, that we don't say. Yev shaloy makein, so this says that's not pshat. The kemach hoche mal de tema harsen no ikah. The Gemara have a minute to be matter the kemach because the iker in this tavshel is the harsana. Kloima yolonu lahatir. The Gemara wanted to be matter the kemach because the harsana is iker. Alma heiched the hefer iker. Oslinim basreya filulakula. So you see from the Gemara that if the harsana would be the iker of the tavshel, so the kemach would be mutter. Because this is a tavshul that there's no bishalakum. Even though there are certain ingredients which pass the isra bishalakum, but since the ikir of the tavshul passes bishalakum, So the muet is bottle beroyt. I mean, it's not chalan isa bishalakam on it. Ilav da asik de kimche ikar. Well, the Gemara feels nice, but the story is punkvaker, that in this tapshul, the kemach is the ikar of the tapshul. So memelo, so this is a tapshul of bishalakam. So memele, so there's no reason to ask of this path als bishalak. Ve'ein lo chushem mahabeyim me'oifest meyim. We're talking about a path that was purchased from a goyish bakery without hashgochet. So maybe the beyim come from oifest meyim. The einem mitzuyim beyneinu. We don't have oifest meyim. So why should we declare that it came from oifest meyim? I wish him or yeish dam bebeim. No, maybe let's care. Maybe there was dam found in the beim, so then the beim is also. Ruba main beim dam. Reif don't have dam. Uma shosam amelu wisay mechan reif. Mistome, the beim which we use, did not have dam. Uma sheboitki ma beim bishor shemisimim oisam beroitet. So why are we boitik the beim? When we put them into roite, we have to be boidek. Let's be soimach on roite. Im yesh b'em dam, zechum reba'ome. So l'chayre, you have to understand, why doesn't Taisu say, kolayche dik epshel v'ruri mevarerino? L'chayre, it could be mevar, it could be soimach on roite. But by the goy, it can't be mevar, so that's true, it should be soimach on roite. But Taisu seems to be saying that you're not saying that Taisha seems to be saying by a roif, if there's a roif, you don't have to be mevarer afilo. So if you want boidiket, it's good. So what reason do you have to be boidiket? So Kapona from Taisha's vice toast is no chiyuv to be mevarer. Begam ein lochus mishum beye nevelis oi mitreifetz. I'd let's be afraid maybe it's a beye that came from an avela or a treifet. Shum dozlin en bosa ha roif. Roif beye manat from the velis oi mitreifetz. So memele, so there's no problem. Vim toima voyesh lochus shema niloishu bebeyim tufetz. Maybe it was Nilish bebeim trufeis, the Omar bechulen, then leichem beim trufeis min hanochet. That means, the Gemara says over there that if a person, let's say, has a bey of a treife, he should not sell it to a goy. Because if he sells it to a goy, the goy might sell it to a yid, and the yid will know that it's a bey of a treife. What is the din? So, but there's one way you could sell it to a guy. If you teirif the beye, that means you mix up the beye. So that you're allowed to sell to the guy. And then there's a locha, one is not permitted to purchase beyim trufis from a guy. So we solve the problem. That means you sell it to the guy when it's an amatzav of toruf, when it's scrambled already, when the egg is mixed up. And then we could be assured that a michshel won't come out because a yid is not permitted to purchase beyim trufis from a goy. So maybe this pass was made from beyim trufis. Dama b'chum ve'loikram beyim trufis min anochi v'shloim ane mili be'einayu mishim dis bureyis ad amuchra milsim imashe in trufis nebelos al trefis osu. That halacha is that one is not permitted to purchase bayim trufis from a goy because that's a reyuse. Why is he selling me bayim trufis? So kol chol the mevels of trefis also the zovnei yisrael anochi. But halacha shenilushu here I don't see anything. That means there's no reyuse over here. I'm getting a faltik pass. That means if to purchase from him beyim trufis is a reyeser, why didn't he sell the bey like this? But like this, there's
I mean, there is a roiv, that roiv are not mevelos atreifis, and there's no reyes either, so mevele, so I don't have to be chayish. Yesh leimesh and ilusha mibayim shleimis. It could very well be that there was ilush mibayim shleimis. I mean, I wasn't there, I didn't see anything. So I could assume that there were nilush mibayim shleimis. I don't have a reyes over here, so le'ar zakinin reyes abechdi. Miyu pashtitz shel dogim. Now this pashtitz shel dogim was something equivalent to a knish, but it was pshat as they had, the filling was fish, and then they had a coating of dough around it. Shafo nochi ein lahatel yesh behem mishum bishul einochim. Now, Tietashis means as follows. It means if you have a challah, that in the challah there's nilish, a bayim. So we want to ask the challah because there is bayim that were cooked through a goy. So we say, no, you look at this entity, the ikah is the dough. So memele, so it's one entity, it's a dough that has eggs in it. And you go basarika, the ikar is the dough, the kemach is the ikar, so memela, so this is called a dough that is no isa bishalakam on it. Even though one of the ingredients, lamaise, pas bishalakam, but it's nikra basa, you go basarika. Now, by this knish, you have betzim over here, two different entities. You have fish. And then you have this fish, which is surrounded with a dough. Now, the fish is zicha bishalakum. There's no shayla about it. The fish is an entity bifnei atzma. It's not pshat that, the fish is a tafshel bifnei atzma. No, it has a coating of dough. Now, the fish zicha became osals bishalakum. The fish is osals bishalakum. So now, the dough which is surrounding it got a bli of bishalakum. So this is no shaykhis at all to what Taisus was speaking about. Taisus was speaking about if the ingredient is this chal bachlal and isar of bishalakum, if you have a nat choshevah ingredient in the taruvahs. So Taisus says it doesn't get an isar of bishalakum whatsoever. You go bust to the ikah. So you have one tavshel, so the ik of the tavshel passes can be salakum, so the whole tavshel is mutter. But here you have some two different tavshilim. You have the fish, and then you have the dough which surrounds the fish. Now the fish became osras bishalakum. And the dough surrounding the fish now got a bliya from bishalakum. So now So this is like any dover mutter that gets a bliya from a dover also, that should be also. That's what I said. Mi pashtit shal dogim, shafo nochi ein lahatel, the yesh behem mishum bishulei nochi, and the fish of any zanisa bishul nochi, hoyil the nivla shuman a dogim b'seiche ise. So now with nivla, the fat of the dogim in the ise. Va dogim asurim mishum bishulei nochi, the dogim are also in kein afe yisya shimi b'chutz asura. The nasa kuloi bishulei nochim. Afo bishisa ein bo mishum bishulei nochim. They tiru es apas. The gam masha nivlo bo einoi ben. I mean, it's not ben. Mikol mokem. Koidim she nivla b'isa hoya ben. Bo hoya nesa. So there was chal already a nisar on it. Here you don't look at Iker and Tofel already. Here you have, I mean, here the Anissa was chal already on the Shuman Shal Dogim, and now the Shuman asks the Isir. V'yeish, the Masha seems to be some Taisha Shekulfin HaShuman V'oichlin Oison V'chiyai Garna. It seems they take off a chalik of the dough that the chayish that this shuma was nivlan, the klip is enough for some reason, and they eat the rest. The oisin nilaish, now this nilaish was a type of a mezainis. So now Tosfos is calling a shaila, is there an iser of bishul akum on this? So Tosfos first wants to say, midalay mebochinam alayu birchas amoitzi, yesh behem mishum bishul nochem. So that means we have a heter of pas paltas. So that's pas. This have a teres pas. But this doesn't have a teres pas. You make a berabina mezainis on it. So memele, so as long as it doesn't have a teres pas, so then it goes into the category of bishul nochem. Bi oimer harav rabbi chiyul, the ein ben mishum bishul nochem, even the derech afiyas pas of ilu. Number one, it is baked the way pas is baked, even though it doesn't have a bichas amaitzi, but so this already puts it into the category of pas. Boidi kova su da sayo lai meborich bichas amaitzi, alma pasni, na pas abo bekisni, meza peres pas. It weren't keveya bichas amaitzi on it, because it's not nechal oshem svi, it's nechal oshem tainuk, so there's the chshivas of pas, so therefore you don't make, we brochish make the angels, but al kaponim be'etzim it has a teiras pas afilu. The gabi brocher has a teiras pas. That's what Raim covers to dosi alayu. So memele has a teiras pas. The gabi the heter of pas palta. So two reasons: either because the derech afi is pas overlay has a teiras pas. The gabi pas palta, and number two, the gabi brocher. The Gemara right on the top of the Omer. Omer Rav Abe, Eruvi Tavshilin, Tzrichin Kizayis. An Erev Tavshilin needs a Kizayis. Iboyilu Kizayis Echad Lekulmo. That means if he's making an Erev Tavshilin for 10 people, do we need 10 Kizayisim? Eidulmi Kizayis Lechol Echad Ve'echad. One kizayis is sufficient for 10 people. Toshmad amar ababa amar ave ruvi tavshilin tzrichin kizayis bein le'echod bein le'meyah. That the Lord of Peter v'shev eruv heshter v'shir kizayis. But then, if even though 100 people are zoichin it, 100 people don't have a chelik in the whole kizayis. And each one has zoichin a chelik of the kizayis. So they have the chelik and the eire. So you don't need more than one kizayis. Bein le'echad, bein le'meyus, Rashi says, dai lahem be'kizayis. Let us see Tosfos. Oma, Rabbi Abe, Eruvi Tavshilim, Tzorech, Sheyehei behen kizayis. Let us just put on record that Tosfos has a little different gilsa in the Gemara. By us it says, Erubi Tavshilim Tzrichin Kizayis, and Tosfos is going to say, Tzriche Sheyehei Bohen Kizayis. This will be Nagei a little later. So now Tosfos says, V'gimul Dinim Yesh Behuches Erev. There are three distinct halachas Nuches Erev. Erubi Tchumim Tzorech Shtei Sudis Lachol Echad Vech. Erubi Tchumim, you have to be Kaine Shvise. So if 10 people want to be Kaine Shvise, so you need that shir shtei sudis for each person. Because he needed shir shtei sudis. So then we consider that his mokim shvisa is where the shtei sudis are. Vohi masik ved yebeirevit. Eruvi chatzeres, they're also, it's considered the old dawn in one bayis, strichin kidreigres, chol echad ve'echad. And you need a kregris for each one. Vochi masik ben yebeirevit. Achiei beisudis. Unless you have yutchas kregris, and it's och yoysa. That means 18 people need yutchas kregris. 19 people is also good yutchas kregris. That's a shir shtei sudis. Afilu meye yechaylun mismach olov. Even 100 could be soymachan. Eiruvei tafshilim, bein le'echod, bein le'meye. Here, and it's och elokizayis lachol min umin. Now these last three words are a little unclear. What's lachol min umin? We eat a kizayis for each min. What does that mean? So the Svas Emes on Dr. Zaina Medalev says that Tosfos means that you need a kizayis of pas and a kizayis of tafshil. Memela, that's what lachol min umin. That's what we need, two kizayis, and that's all. For ochoy and bishul, you need two. Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah. So now this is going to go back on the memory of Rab Abba Omara. We said, Eruvi, Tavshum, Sichin, Kezayis, Bein Lecha, Bein Lamei, Nida Kezayis. We learned in the Mishnah, Ochloi, what is if he ate up the Eir of Tavshilin, Oishi Ovid, or got lost, La Yevashul, Olov, Bitchilim. So he's not permitted to start cooking Nala, Lutzair of Shabbos. Shir mi menu kol shu, but what if he left over a kol shu? Soymech olav l'shabbos. So then he's allowed to rely on it for Shabbos. My kol shu, lav afol gav, deleke kizayis. But there's no kizayis. So we see that even though there's no kizayis, you could rely on it. Loi de isbe kizayis. The man says, no, it's speaking about that there is a kizayis. Now, this is a difficult gemara. The Meiri, the Sfas Emes, ask one kashim, that, what's the, this is a kashim Rab Abba Omarab. Rab Abba Omarab said that the shir of a ruvei tavshilin is a kizayis, need a kizayis. Fine. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that, what happens if it's an ochloi or sheovat and there's left over a kol shu, it's good. So it's a kashim rababa, you said you need a kezayis. It's like the Meiri, what's the kashi? The trilis tashir is a kezayis. Maybe if you made a kezayis and later you left over, now it's left over. You may start off with a kezayis. That's what he said. Rababa said, Eruvi Tavshilin, Srichin, need a Kezayis. You want to make an Erev Tavshilin? It has to be a Kezayis. Good, I made an Erev Tavshilin. Now there's a din, it got smaller. So maybe as long as you had the Shir in the beginning, so if a little later got smaller, it's also good. But, and the Meiri asks Akasha with Bekiyas. He says, in Hilchus Eruvi Chatzeres, it says like that. In Hilchus Eruvi Chatzeres, it says, you need a Gregorus. Let's say you have 18 people, you need 18 Gregorsen. What happened if you have 18 Gregorsen for the first Shabbos? So good, so that's a good Eruvi Chatzeres. There's 18 people in the Chotzer, you have 18 Gregorsen. By the second Shabbos, you have 10 Gregorsen. So it's also good. That means that since you started off with the correct Shia, so now, even though, if it got all eaten up, you have to make a new Erev Chatzeres the next Shabbos. There's left over something, you can be Seimech on the old Erev. So Memela, so we see there's such a cooler of that the Shirayim does not have to have the same Shir of what you started out with. So the Meiri asks, so what's the Kasha? So the Meiri answers that from the Loshen of Rab Abba Omar Rav, Tzorich sheyehei bohen kezayis. Tzorich sheyehei ben kezayis, and we don't have this girsa. Taisus had this girsa. He says, Tzrichen kezayich. Tzorich sheyehei ben kezayis, the Loshen would seem there always has to be a kezayis. Tzorich sheyehei ben, there should always be a kezayis. So it seems he's telling us klal that always you need a kezayis. Now we have a kasha from the Mishnah. Perhaps we could answer the kasha. He's saying a teretz from the Loshen. The Loshen is mashma like that. Perhaps we could say, perhaps in Lomdus also there's a mirdik achilik. For example, when one makes an erev tavshilin, when one makes an Erev Tavshilin, Erev Yontif. For example, let us just hop on Shitas Ravashi. Shitas Ravashi is that the lomdus of Erev Tavshilin is that we have started cooking, we started preparing for Shabbos, Moishachil. You can't prepare for Shabbos and Yontif. Ain't even Yontif le Shabbos. No, I started preparing for Shabbos Chil. So now I'm just being goymer the tzolchei Shabbos. That's not called mevashlin, that's not called oifin, that's called goymerim. So the heter is, what I'm doing now is only the finishing touches to what was done till now. That's the lumdus aveir of tavshilim. Now, so the pastor say the finishing touches, if I have now and I'm starting to cook, that means it's yontif, as of Shabbos, I'm starting to cook, I'm saying, hey, but helzach, an oifim yontif l'shabbos. He said, well, I'm chas for Shabbos, I'm not an oifim. See here, there's a kizayis, a pass here already. So memeila, so I'm just being goymer the afiyah. I'm just being goymer the afiyah. So be'emison, the tzorech of a kizayis, you need then. I mean, that's when you need it. You have to bake it erev yontif. Versteitzach. But the, you need, when do you need the kizayis? The kizayis is needed, when I'm starting to bake now in yontif for Shabbos. I have to have the kizayis in front of me and say, listen, I started cooking already, I started baking already for Shabbos, and this is only a gemah. I mean, what'll help that erev yontif I had a kizayis? But that doesn't help me anything. You need a kizayis when you're starting to bake, because that's the whole hetter. Listen, I have food already for Shabbos. I have a kizayis for Shabbos. No, I want to be meisiv on it. So if now if you want to have a kizayis, there's no svara whatsoever to say, I must help me the kizayis erev yontif. The kizayis erev yontif didn't create a heter. The heter is, I need the heter b'shas meiser. When I'm cooking now, I can show you. I'm not cooking. I'm being goyma. Masha'en came by, let's say, the tzira v'erubi chatzera. So b'shad is, I made a heter, I had a heter tiltel in the chotzer, with yudchas groigris, where all the 18 people are living in this house. Now the next Shabbos, the shaila is, can we assume they continued their dira? That means last week they moved in. Last Shabbos they moved in. So now we're saying, are they still living here? That means, so we want to make that the next Shabbos is a continuation of what occurred the first Shabbos. So this is a cooler, if you only want to continue what was before, so I feel like there's no yudches groigris anymore. But al kaponim, the yudchas groigris were needed to make it a dira that all 18 people are living here this Shabbos, and the next Shabbos is, we're continuing what was the first Shabbos. So for continuation, it's sufficient. Well, you don't have yudchas groigris. You'll have one groigris, will also be sufficient. But we see that we're continuing to do what we had done the previous Shabbos. So, again, so there was an asiyah the previous Shabbos, and this is the second Shabbos is a hemshech of the first Shabbos. So for the hemshech, you don't need. But here, it's not pshat, is that the kizayis that I have in yontif is a hemshech from erev yontif. Again, the whole heter is built because I have a kizayis in yontif. That is the heter. That's where the heter starts. Still, then nothing happened yet. So Memela, so their pasnik is on that the shirayim is less. Now we have to understand, fine. So there's no heter of less than the minimum shears. You need a minimum shear. So the Gemara says, that when it says, Koshu loy the isbe kizayis, the isa kizayis, the isbe kizayis. Let us see what Rashi says. The isbe kizayis. Ulegabe kike sholem korile koshu. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? So I have a kizayis. So what is the chiddush? So what's the mishaya? If he left over kizayis is good. So pshat is, it would seem as follows. That means that he had made an erev tavshilin of ten kizayisim. He had a kikah shalom. That was the erev tavshilin. That erev tavshilin is non-existent anymore. That means the Erev Tavshilin he made, that is true, if a person would make a Kezayis, an Erev Tavshilin of a Kezayis Erev Yontif, and the Kezayis is still around, so for Steitzach, that's wonderful. You don't need more than that. But Pshat is, he made a different Erev Tavshilin. That means his Haschole from his aschola from Erev Yontiv was his aschola letzere Shabbos Erev Yontiv was akika sholem. And the, what he prepared for Shabbos is non-existent anymore. Most of it is gone. Okay, let us say Rubei Kikuloi. That means there's left over a Kizayis. That means about the so Legabi, what he had prepared, this is a koshu of what he prepared is still around. So it'd be a svara to say that it's considered that his preparation is non-existent anymore. If most of the preparation got lost or got eaten up, so Mela, I would say that that's command the lesser. This is a kosher of what he had prepared. Now he can't make a new Erev Tavshilin. He had prepared, he prepared for Shabbos, and most of it is not here anymore. Afal Pikein, that's the Chiddush. If a Kezayis is still left over, so we say that the Erev Tavshilin is still in existence. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma, Tavshil zeh, Tzli, this Tavshul could be Tzli, Afilu Kovush, or the Kechidish, doesn't have to be cooked. Kovush Kimabush, or it was Kovush, or it was pickled. And, so that's also called a Kovush Kimabush, and a Kimabush is also good. Shaluk, Afilu was overcooked, it's also cooked, Erev Tavshil. Mevushul. So let us see what Rashi says. Tavshul zeh shel erev, kovush, b'chaymetz, b'chalbu, mini yerokes. Shaluk, mevushul harbe miyoid. Mevushul kil chosay. So l'chayre, migaharp, and the lady found that Slach is moira this, that this barais is going very modern. The Baraisa says, Tavshul zeh tzli. Now this is very good. That means even though we're speaking about a Tavshul, tzli is a double choshuv. If you roast it, it tastes better. So the Tana is saying, Tavshul zeh tzli. Perhaps, makovet Shabbos, you're preparing, this is the achona for Shabbos, you need tzli, a machul choshuv. And he says, vachilu kovush, Afilu, it's a lomdashe mevushul. It's kovishke mevushul. Also good. Shaluk, afilu, it's overcooked. Also good. Then he says, mevushul, kilchos nafilu. He says, an afilu, afilu, it's cooked. Shkayach. This is after you tell me kovish is good, shaluk is good, you have to tell me a mevushul is also good. Slach is meure this. The Rambam in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this lashon, says afilu meushin. That's good. Meushin is just, it's coming to tell us that tavshul afilu tzli, afilu kovish, afilu sholok, afilu meushin, then it's good. But Agil says it's very unclear. It's zuvein tzoch loimazu. The kul yeso espanyan, and now another chiddush, that a kul yeso espanyan shenoshen olof chamen merev yontev is also good. Now what's kul yeso espanyan? Let us see Rashi. Dag maliyahu. This is a salted fish, verach, v'nechol kemoy shehu chai, elo shenoshen olof chamen. That means the chamen, the pouring of the chamen, that makes it edible. That means the bile is not edible without the chamim, but with the chamim it makes it edible. V'zeh bishuloi, k'desnami mesechi Shabbos, shavachos yizu yigmar malachtoi, and the chimum, and the yichai v'alt mevashel in Shabbos, if you do this. So so even though it's an iri of a kli rishon, and it's only a hadoche, it's aval pikein, it's called bishul, so it also falls into the category of Erev Tavshilin. Shnosno lof chamim garsini shoslam erab yontev bishol haroiloi. So that's good. Then the Baraisa continues, Tchilosoi v'soifoi ein lo shir. Now, another halacha, the Tchilos, Erev Tavshilin, the soifoi, there's no shir. So my love ein lo shir klal, there's no shir, we'll take it face value. Gemara says, loi, ein lo shir lamaylo, avo yesh lo shir lamato. Let us see Rashi. Rashi tchilosek she'osa tapshu ain lo shir. Kama yebo, there's no shir, how much there has to be. Soifoi ochlo yesh'ovad v'shaymen l'tas. It's also ain lo shir. My love ain lo shir klav. Loi l'rav loi l'mat. There's no difference. There's no maximum shir. There's no minimum shir. Ain lo shir klav. Moses loy, ain loy shir le mailo. Loy ma shlo yosef boy al kach vakach. There's no maximum shir. You shouldn't be moisef on that shir. Le mato le yifreis mikizayis. So ain loy shir means ain loy shir le mailo. There's no maximum shir. So first of all, the Maram Shifes Ksakashe, that's a very nice pirish in the Baraisa, Ein lo shir lamaylo, avo yesh lo shir lamato. Yid havmin ein lo shir klal, beim lamaylo, beim lamato. No, ein lo shir lamaylo, yesh lo shir lamato. But the words of the Baraisa shver, tchilosoi besoifoi ein lo shir. What do you do with the words, Trilosai Visoifoi Ein Loi Shir? The words Klaben Zich Nisht. What you said is Hatapshat, Ein Loi Shir Klau, No Yesh Loi Shir Lamal. That's a problem. Then we have to understand, it's telling us, the Baraisa is telling us a Chiddush, Ein Loi Shir Lamaylo. That you can make the Erev Tavshilim as much as you want, as big as you want. Rochera, what's the Chiddush? I mean, I thought perhaps we could say that there is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is, let's say, according to Rav Ashi. According to Rav Ashi, that the Inyan of Erev Tavshilin is that we started the Bishul Tzorech Shabbos Erev Yontif. And what we're doing now in Yontif, we're just being Goymer the Bishul. And that's the Lomdis. Ein Oifen mi Yontif l'choil, avul Goymerim. There's an opinion of Goymerim. So it could be, I would have a Havmin, Goymerim is Pshat, if there was a Haschole, without a gemar, so now I'm being goymer what was started Erev Yontif. Now what would be, let's say, if a person made Erev Yontif, he made Bakal Mikokul, he made Kol Tzorchei Shabbos. From A to Z, he cooked all Tzorchei Shabbos. So it could be, Sepasnet Tzorgen, that means if everything was done already, now I want to cook some more. So this is called the gemar. Could be it only has a shame gemar if it's not complete. If this alone is gomar, I'm making a gemar to a gemar. The Ramah says, why is it called Erev Tavshilin? So the Ramah says, your ma'ariv, the tavshil that you made Erev Yontif, together with the tavshil you make in Yontif, and your ma'ariv, the two tavshilin taker. So this is the gemar of that tavshil. You mix it together, it makes a complete unit, a complete suda for Shabbos. So perhaps it'd be a havamina that if there was a gemar already erev yontif, that means he cooked for the whole Shabbos. So it's not shaykh to that this should have. So it could be that this doesn't become a gemar. It's only a gemar when it's nikkur that there wasn't nigmar till now. It's kamash malono. There's always place for a good tafshil, so it can always be moisif. Could be that's the chiddush. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav, Eruvei Tavshilin Tzrichen Das. That by the Erev Tavshilin, you need Das. Like the Gemara, Pshita Das Meinir Beina. That's Poshet. We need the Das of the one who's making the Erev Tavshilin. Das Mishenichaloi Beina Noiloi Beina. But do you also need the Das for the person who was made for? I'm making the Erev Tavshilin for someone else. Toshma, Dabu Adishmu, Ma'arev, Akulonerdo, Rabami Verabasi, Ma'arvi, Akulonerd, Tverye, Samamela, you see, you don't need their Das, their specific Das. So that, when he said you need Das, means the Das of the Miniach. Tzrichin Das, Sheyedu, Shalashem, Kach, Nasu. This was made for Nerev. Rabune, Loipirish, Das me, he didn't say whose das you need, and for Shina Lana. I mean, oh, Bade Pshita Lon, from Rabbuna Tzrichen Das, Tati de Meniach Mir Boy. His das was Zichani. The Ihu Odev Shoy Seyul Hashem Kach. He makes it for an Erev. So you need Zichani this das to make it for an Erev. Mir Mi Boy Lon, Das Mishahinichay Letzolchoy, about the Das that it was for the one who was made for, going to Sozal Tzorchaveru, Plum Tzorch Sheyimolech Boy Trilo Lasoy Sealpi, do you ask him first, do you want I should make it for you? You don't need his Das. He said, you don't need their Das. Now, I'd just like to mention one Nekude, I saw the Kol B'Nasana being done, a very interesting Marshal. This Das HaMiniach, what do you need? So the Zamoridike Marshal, we had before on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that if you had Adashim Shebishulei Kedere Soymech Aleim Mishum Eruvei Tavshila. So here we see you can make an Erev Tavshilin out of a Tavshil that was really cooked for Tzayir Achel. It wasn't cooked for Yontif. It was cooked at Dashim. That was supposed to be eaten Erev Yontif. They left over some Adashim left over Bishulek there. So you can make these Adashim an Erev Tavshil. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, on these Adashim, it's for sure. So how do you make it? You have to take you go to the Miri also says, you go to these Adashim, and you say, I'm making it an Eilet. If you can make something that wasn't cooked with Seirah Shabbos, you can make it an Eilet. You can make an Eilet. The Marshal says, what is the din if a person was the other way around? He cooked something, he cooked this for Tzayir Shabbos, this is Das Chol, I'm starting to cook for Shabbos. He made a special kugel for Shabbos, fine. And then he had a very hectic Erev Yontif. He forgot to say Bahadin, to make the broche, he forgot to say Bahadin Eruve. What's over there? So the Marshal says, if it was made specifically for an Erev, he says, there the broch is not mak, you don't have to make it for an Erev. It was made for the Erev. And he says that that's pshat in the Mishnah. Va'oise tavshol me'erev yontef v'soy mechol of the Shabbos. That means if he's making a tavshol me'erev yontef for Shabbos, he can rely on it with that. Zichah, there's a mitzvah to make a broch, but the Erev, there won't be mak. So I'll upon him, Rashi is not clear. Rashi says that you need das sheyedu shloshem kach nasu. So it's not clear. Rashi means the etzem bishul was letzayrich Shabbos letzayrich erev, or it was cooked for another purpose. But Kaponim, now he's making it for an erev. So Kaponim, the das of the oise yizicha need, and the das of the people was made for you don't need. Machis Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, mi shelo hiniach eruv tavshilin, yovoi v'yismech al sheli. Va'at kame, omar Rav Nechumi Bar Zachariah mishmei d'Abaye ad tchum Shabbos. Till the tchum Shabbos. He says, who can rely on the erev tchumim of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, whoever was in the tchum? זאת רשי, התחום שבס, ולאים דם חוץ לתחום, לא היה דייטה שמניח עליהם, ולא אולו על ליבוי לזכם. That means when he said he's making this Erev for anyone, for everyone, he was only thinking about the people who were Teichat Chum. אבל אין דם חוץ לתחום לא ידעתי שמניח עליהם, ולא אולו על ליבוי לזכם. Now, if we learn this Rashi Elach, so from Rashi would seem as follows, that Be'etzim, what would be if he, the Gemara is saying a Metzius, that when a person makes an Erev, he's just thinking about the people in the Tchum, the people that are outside of the Tchum, he doesn't think about them. So it seems from Rashi, what would be if he would think about them? Well, Teichat Gven good. No, he doesn't think about them. So what's the gather of in the Tchum, when you think about them, you don't think about them, it helps if he thinks about them, it'll also be good. So the Tzlach says on this Rashi, Lamais is brought down as follows. If a person lived Chutz L'Tchum, and he can't come into the Shtot, he can't get the Erev. So he says, the Erev doesn't work for you. Because the Chum wants to shtel tzu, we hear on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara said that v'imtzolon nochi soymech aleim yishmeru v'tavshilim. If a goy roasted the dogim ktanim, it can be soymech aleim v'sharu b'achilim, because you can eat them. So we see that one of the tznoyim of a ruvi tavshilim is that I should be able to eat it. That's the lumnus. I started cooking. I have food already for Shabbos. If a goy cooked it, it's bishalakim. We don't have food for Shabbos, Rabbi Dichmein. So he says, just like in the kashchas ha-machol, if you can't eat the machol, so fakol, you have an erev tavshilin. So the same thing, if I can't get to the machol, I'm chutz l'tchum, svan doten, essen doten. So I also can't get to the machol. So if I can't get to the machol, it can't help for me. I have gonished. I don't have anything. And from this Rashi, it would seem Rashi says, it doesn't help for the people chutz l'tchum, because he didn't think about them. So the Tzlach says pshat in this Rashi as follows. He says, what if a person lives chutz l'tchum and he made an Erev Tchumim? So he says, so lemaise, theoretically, it could help for him. He could go in. But the person who made the Erev did not know that he made an Erev Tchumim. So he's just thinking, I'm making the Erev Tchumim, I'm making my Erev Tavshilim for the people in the Tchum. He doesn't think they know there's a possibility. So it is Ein Daitei Aleihem. So that way it doesn't help for them. He would take Bimeisim Leif. You know, there are people Chutz L'Tchum who made an Erev Tchumim. So, and it would take Bimeisim Leif for them. It would take help for them also. That's what the Tzlach is Medayikum this Rashi. And it's very much Negeya, the next Sugya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ahu samye, da have misade masnise kame de mashmu. There was a sume that used to be misade bereises kame de mashmu. Let us see Rashi, misade masnise, shahoyo yoideya mishnais begirse, hinu mishnais begirse, mechazer aleyem lifnei mashmu, now, these last five words are very unclear. Now, let me just tell you. The Ran brings this down, but not Shahoyu, Sheyehu. Then it makes a lot of sense. That means, so we're going about Shahoyu, Hinu, Mishnayis, Begils. So why was he chazen with Nei Marshmu? And it's a merely kazach. Came to Mar Shmuel, and he said over Mishnayis Balpeh for himself, Sheyehu Sidureis Bepiv Keikon, that they should be Mesuda Bepiv. I mean, Mar Shmuel used to have him. So, that's Sheyehu. If we go to Shehoyu, that's me, it's going on Mar Shmuel. He came, Mar Shehoyu Sidureis Bepiv Keikon, and by him it was Sidureis Bepiv. He knew it backwards and forwards. So he wanted a chazer in front of him, that he should fahar him. a kaponim. He was assuming that's what he did. That was the only way he could chazer. He had to have someone to listen to him. He was a blind person, even though the Mishnayos were written already, but that was Nebuchadnezzar ben Ablinda, so who can faher him? So he went to Mashmul. Mashmul should faher him. Chazye, let's go back to the Maise. Chazye dava otzer. So Mashmul saw that he was ba'atzvis. Omalei amaya tzivis. Why are you ba'atzvis? Omalei dlo yisive eruvi tafshil. I didn't make an erev tafshil. Omalei smoich adidi. No problem. B'seimach on me. L'shono, the next year, chazye dava otzer. Again he was otzer. Omalei amaya tzivis. I didn't make an Erev Tavshilim. Omalei Peisheya, Tiyoa Peisheya, Lekula Alme Shori, Ledidochos. A very interesting Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Smoich Adidi, the Maravna Kula Nedoi, Shoye Iroi, I make an Erev for the whole Nedoi. In other words, he did what his father used to do. Abu the Shmuel was Marev Akula Nerdoi, also Marev Akula Nerdoi. L'shona Acheret, next year, Rosh Hashana Hoyo, Shein Yochel L'haniach, you can't be Meniach, U'lahasnais. Now, let's just say the Ivron Rashi, we'll come back to Rashi. So all of a sudden Rashi and Akasha, he says, let him make now a Erev. Let him make now a Erev. Rashi seems to be saying it was Thursday, the first day on Tiff. The first day on Tiff, so make now an Erev. And then before you can make an Erev with a Tanai. Today's Chol, I'm making an Erev. And today's Yom Tiff, so I don't need an Erev. So what's the problem? The first day on Tiff, let him make an Erev. So Rashi says that Teretz Rosh Hashanah Hoya, it was Rosh Hashanah, Shein Yochel Aniach Lahasnei, so Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas, so you can't say if today is Chol, it's a Kedusha Achas, you can't do that. So this Rashi is very schwer. I mean, what's the problem? First of all, why did Rashi wake up over here? I mean, by the first time it was Otzim also, Rashi should have said, why didn't he make that an Eired? Rashi is a Neuchel, it's all Batel, so Rosh Hashanah. All of a sudden, here Rashi was Rosh Hashanah. Then there's another kash. I mean, why do you say Teres of Rosh Hashanah? Say he reminded himself the second day Yontif. It'll be the first day Yontif. He reminded himself that he forgot to make an Erev. No, and he reminded himself the second when he had a cookie. Then he reminded himself to make an Erev. So it was the second day Yontif. It was Friday. He didn't make an Erev. So it wasn't a problem. Or Yontif was Friday in Shabbos, so Shabbos was the. I mean, it's felt that you have to say it was Rosh Hashanah and the ganze dreidel. It's a very problematic Rashi. We'll come back to this Rashi soon. L'didoch oser, then he told them, Shein bat yam izidim v'hapushim shein charedim l'divrei chachomim. For you, I didn't make an error. So the Tzlach wants to say, I'm l'uyim di kipshat in this Rashi. It tells us a ganze megillah over here. There's another problem. Why the second year was he otzev? He remembered last year was otzev, he didn't know what he's going to tell him. He told him, "Don't worry, I'll take care of you." So memela. So this year was damazayn otzev. Last year. I mean, he didn't know the cheshbon. That's another big problem. Chacham Tzvi has this kasha. The Tetzlach Amu'im de Kipshat. He says as follows. This Sume lived Chutz L'Tchum. Side number one. He made an Eruvi Tchumim. And the first time he was Otze, he knew that Shmuel, he was very close to Shmuel. Shmuel used to Feher him Mishnayis. I mean, you see, he used to Feher him. They were close one to the other. So Memela, in Shmuel made, he knew Shmuel made for the whole Nerdoi. But the first time, he didn't know that Shmuel made for him. He lived chutz l'tchum. He didn't live in there. He was chutz l'tchum for no door. So the first time he was otzev because he didn't know Shmuel made for him. He made an erev tavshilim, but he didn't, an erev tchumim. He didn't know that Shmuel made for him. So Shmuel told them, Smoich adadi, I made for the whole nedoy, and since I know you make, I know you make an erev tchumim, you come to learn by me. So I made for you also. You're like an nedoy, Dike. So my mele, you can rely on me. Fine. So he heard from Shmuel that, that he made for all the Nerdoidikis and for those who can come to Nerdoid. He made an Erev Tchumen. Second year, it was Rosh Hashanah, it was Thursday, Friday, he also made an Erev Tchumen. Now, on Thursday, this Erev Tchumen got eaten up. So he can't come Friday. Thursday he came, because he got eaten up after Ben Hashmoshe, so Thursday he could come. But for Friday, he couldn't come. Now, why can he come Friday? So now it's like this. If you hold Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas, so then L'chayre, so it's one like it's one long day. So he put the Erev Tchumim Wednesday night, so it helps for the Yom Arich, it helps for Thursday and Friday. He held that the Kedusha Achas is only L'chumle. That means I can't say Thursday if today's Chol, Zazoy, if it's Yom Tov, Zazoy. At night, it's only a Kedusha Achas L'chumle, but L'kul, it's not a Kedusha Achas. So he was in hot water. That means he couldn't come on Friday, because this Erev Tchumim got eaten up Thursday. Thursday he came, because the day of Tchumim was there Ben Hashmoshes on Wednesday night. Thursday he came to learn. But he knew Friday he couldn't come. So Friday he couldn't come. So Lamai said, you need the Erev for Friday. That's when you need it. I have to possess an Erev Friday in order for me to cook Shabbos. I can't come Friday. So if I can't come Friday, I can't be Zeichen the Erev. But that's what we mentioned before. That if you have an Erev and you can't get to the Erev, so that's not called you have an Erev. You don't have an Erev. So Memele, so that's why everything he knew. He knew last year, he heard last year that Shmuel told him, I make for all the people there an Erev Tchumim. So he knew he was in good shape because, I mean, but he didn't have an Erev Tchumim and Shmuel made for him, but he can't be Zeichen the Erev. That's why he was also. That's what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us this whole Megillah. Rashi, on the first time he was otzev, Rashi didn't have to tell you, why he didn't make an Erev Tavshilim. Now, speaking about it was Friday, he didn't make an Erev Tavshilim, mind us all Friday. Yontov was Friday, Shabbos. But now, Pekert, Rashi had all these kashas, but why was he otzev now? So therefore Rashi said, Rashi learned this akimtah, speaking about it was Rosh Hashanah. And today he couldn't make an Erev, because it's a Kedusha Achas, and he couldn't come tomorrow. That's what the Tzlach says. So Shmuel told him, I have news for you. Because your cheshbon, that it's a Kedusha Achas, l'chumre, and not l'kule, I got news for you. Be'etzim, it's a Kedusha Achas, l'kule also. So Memele, that what you, even though your Erev Tchumim got eaten up, about Kaponim, you could come tomorrow. You could come tomorrow, because it's a Kedusha Achas L'kul also. I got news for you. I didn't make for Mezidim. If you're a Kal, and you're not Nizer, Be'yishenim Charedim L'divr Chachom, V'azal Chemen Shemachechnish. So L'maisa Taka, you have what to be Otzim Taka. That's what Shmuel told him. So Shmuel told them, Akul and Hilchis Erev Tchumim, that Lamaisa, if I would have made for you, it would have helped for you, because you could come tomorrow with the Erev that was eaten up today, since it is a Kedusha Achas. But Lamaisa, I didn't have in Zinin, Ala Mezidim, Va'apoyshim, She'enam, Chaydim, Ledivrei Chachon. That's how the Tzlach says Pshat and Rashi. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanne Rabbono. Yontev Shechaliyes Be'erev Shabbos. Yonta Fozar Erev Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvin Loi Eruvi Tchumim, V'loi Eruvi Chatzeres, one is not permitted to make Eruvi Tchumim, V'loi Eruvi Chatzeres. Rabbi Oimer Ma'arvin Eruvi Chatzeres, Avoloi Eruvi Tchumim. You're allowed to make Eruvi Chatzeres, but you're not allowed to make Eruvi Tchumim. And before we go into the lomdus of the machloikis, let us see Rashi. Loi eruvi chatzeres letal tol mocha. Not allowed to make eruvi chatzeres letal tol mocha. The nire kemesaken dova. Looks that yomtiv he's being mesaken something for Shabbos. So yontif not to be masakan something for Shabbos. Now there's a big problem over here. We can't be masakan for Shabbos. You're allowed to cook from yontif the Shabbos also. At erev chatzeres stelt man sich da erev trumim nirke masakan dover. You make an erev tavshilin and an erev tavshilin. What matter to what? Who you? You're allowed to do from yontif the Shabbos. So why didn't the Erev Tavshilin work? So there's three terutzim on this kasha. The Erzeruah and Hilchus Yontef Simenshin Mem Gimel says he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. He didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so then you have a problem. As they state in Erzeruah. The Ran has the kasha. Ran says the loy shoru ella eruvi tefshilin dovu shudayma letikin sude kain afiye ubishul. That's what the Ran says. Ran says an erev tefshilin only works on solche sude. It means you want to cook something for Shabbos, so it works. You started cooking, you can continue cooking. But to be matir, to make an eruvi chatzeres for Shabbos, an Erev Tavshilin doesn't work for this. It doesn't. It's not a hefkevelt. You can do whatever you want from Yontif to Shabbos. Cooking you're allowed to do from Yontif to Shabbos. So Achila, but to make an Erev Chatzeres, you're not allowed to do it. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tak Chof Ches brings down the Ran as he explains this halacha. Rabbi Kiveger in Siman Tak Chof Ches says he would say a different lomdus. He would explain this halacha differently. Emerson could be a Eruvei Tavshilin helps on everything. But a Eruvei Chatzeres it doesn't help. Rabbi Kiveger wants to say as follows. Rabbi Kiveger wants to say, and it comes out of Moira de Kenaf Kaminis Lalocha. Kiveger wants to say the whole heter of a Eruvei Tavshilin is that I'm allowed to do for Shabbos something which could be Letzeirich Yontif. No, I'm doing it for Shabbos. A makor to this svara, he brings down, there's a gemara later that I have a mina, you can't be matmin mi yontiv le Shabbos. Atmona you can't make. Why can you make atmona? So the gemara says because it's nikir, he's making it for Shabbos. So what is? So weist the chois that the whole heter of Erev Tavshilin mit ala maises is, he's cooking. He's taka cooking for Shabbos. He's doing for Shabbos. But it's not nikkel that he's doing for Shabbos. He could be doing it for Yontif. So memela, so to the naked eye, it could be he's cooking for Yontif. He's taka cooking for Shabbos. That was that of Erev Tavshilin. But if you see klar, he's doing it for Shabbos, so then the Erev Tavshilin is a matter. And Chazal will matter hatmona. Hatmona is a person that could be, not so much nikkel. But he says an Eruvi Chatzeres, when a person is making an Eruvi Chatzeres, he can't make an Eruvi Chatzeres for Yontif. And number one, Yontif doesn't need an Eruvi Chatzeres. You can carry on Yontif. That's number one. Number two, and if Yontif would need an Eruvi Chatzeres, in the middle of Yontif, you can't make an Eruvi Chatzeres. You have to make it Erev Yontif. You can't make it in the middle of Yontif. So this is a pu'ula that is nikah, it's being done specifically for Shabbos. That is also. A ruvei tavshilim is only matter something which is, Eruvi Tavshilin is only matter something which I can't say is being done with Tzairich Yom Tev. It's not Nika that's being done with Tzairich Shabbos, then it's matter. But if you're doing a pu'ule, which is, can only work for Shabbos, it can't work for Yom Tev, then the Erev Tavshilin is not matter. Now, let us speak Lemaisa. This is Meiradik Negei Lalochim. Abba Kiveger, and another Simon wants to say, is a person permitted to be Goylul, a Sefer Torah, Miyontiv L'Shabbos, Altan Erev Tavshilin? So Lechayre, Abba Kiveger wants to be tailored this in the Ran, in what his Shtik Torah is. If you say, according to the Ran, that you can't be making Miyontiv L'Shabbos, only, an Erev Tavshilin only helps Tzolchei Achila. So, listen, this is not Tzolchei Achila. According to his lomdis, he says, I could be goyle or say fater in yontav, and what if I want to learn it in yontav, I could learn it in yontav. So memela could be, I'm being goyle l'tzeirich yontav. That means if you're looking at my truck in the pool, it's not muchach that I'm doing it for Shabbos. I could be doing it for now. I want to learn to say fater now. So memela, then the erev tavshilim will work. Let's talk about, there was a psamaisa shahoyo. There was a Maisa Shahoya that there were 2 days, Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos Shuvah was Shabbos. And there was a certain minion that was davening in one shul for Rosh Hashanah. They brought their Sefer Torah there, and Shabbos, they wanted to bring back the Sefer Torah to their normal shul. They davened in a different mokim yomim neroim, and Shabbos wanted to bring back the Sefer Torah. Now the shailas, can they bring back their Sefer Torah of the heter of Erev Tavshilin? They're carrying the Sefer Torah for Shabbos. Or someone once told me a shaila, he was going to his shver for Shabbos. They brought the pajamas and the tzolchei halayla. He brought that, he's going to the shver, so he's bringing for himself all the tzolchei halayla he brought along. Now, is he allowed to do this? According to the Ran, there's no heter of Erev Tavshilin. You can only do miyontif l'shabbos, only tzolchei achilas mutter, other tzolchei mezosa. According to Rabbi Kiveger, I'll go to sleep yet. Noch yonter. I mean, as long as it's not niker, that not a pula that only has to be letzayir Shabbos, it could be letzayir yonter also. So it'd be permissible. That's a moiradike zach, which is negeya lahaloche. And the Mishnah Berurah just brings down the Ran. The Macha doesn't bat an eyelash. The Mishnah Berurah and Takhov Ches brings down that an Erev Tavshilin only helps Tzolchei Achila. So come out any other Tzorech, an Erev Tavshilin won't help.